Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Everyman Show. So glad you could join me here on this Sunday evening. Where do I begin? Well, you know, I'll tell you something. You've been watching the news about, you know, net neutrality, the latest outcomings here 15 years later on 9/11. Putin's in hiding. There's a lot of bad talk out here, folks. I'm not a doomsday sayer. What I like to do is I really just repeat a lot of the stuff I read and hear. Alex Jones is on right now, if you want to switch over and get off the Everyman Show and listen to him. But he's talking about the invasion of Austin. Our country, ladies and gentlemen, is being invaded. We're being invaded by hundreds, if not, and millions, basically. The estimate is 40 million green cards produced for people that will basically not be able to sustain themselves. They're going to be a slave to the system. They're going to be spend all their time working for $8 an hour, giving basically half their paycheck to the government. A smart entrepreneur wakes up to the game, goes out, puts his neck on the line, runs some ads. Maybe he goes door to door. Maybe he goes business to business. Maybe he goes government office to government office and starts his own entrepreneurial business. That way he'll be able to survive, won't be angry, won't be burnt out. You know, what you've got is they want people working, producing for the government. You got tons of police out here, folks, that are fighting for their existence. I said 5 years ago, as so many others warned me, and I'm just repeating the best I can here on the Everyman Show, I'm documenting my knowledge. Should anyone hear this show and want to contact me, I'm Alan Eric DeBosco on Twitter. Alan Damian DeBosco on Facebook. I am Joe Blow on the street. I am Jaime Finesquez in Mexico. I'm kidding. But like so many people warned me that the government basically wants to do a federalized police force. It's not right. Won't be managed properly. It'll be authoritarian. It'll be tyrannical. People are going to get hurt. Basically, no one will be protected. It'll be 20 years sitting on your can, maybe shooting a couple people and getting retirement. You're going to see massive crime coming. I'm going to lay it on the line to you that it's going to get more dangerous before it gets better with all these people coming into this country with nowhere to go, nowhere to eat, begging for food. They're already living. If you live on the Beltway inside of, if you live D.C. inside the Beltway or College Park, Rockville, Montgomery County, Columbia, if you live up and down 95, they're already living in the corridors. They're already living at the ramps, the off-ramps down in the woods, down in these ravines, in these areas. You see, they'll go to Home Depot, and for $30, they'll buy a tent. And basically, at that point, they just want to get out of the rain. They want to have a place to leave their little bit of stuff that they have when they have to try to go to work. And, you know, they make their minuscule amounts of money every day. But they're living in – I've seen these little tent cities. You'll have 10, 15 people gathered around. They sustenize off each other, and every now and then they get in a fight. Every now and then they kill each other. Every now and then they go to jail. Then the cops just let them right out. They're not allowed to retain illegals that they don't even give them their name. So they don't retain them. They can't retain them. They're back out on the street. Assault, rape, robbery, burglary, breaking and entering, home invasion, drinking and driving, vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter, they're back out on the street. This is well documented everywhere. And you're seeing a lot of police officers resort to having to shoot these guys because you just don't know what they're going to do. And if they have hepatitis or AIDS and they bleed on you or bleed and it gets into your crevices and your mucosa and your system, it can be a cut on your finger. You're going to die. You're going to have a disease. You're going to die or be crippled for the rest of your life. So, you know, it's really not worth it. But, you know, I think security is going to be a huge, huge business. All kinds of different security, whether you're a guy and a dog and they want you to sit inside a large box store, or whether you're a guy and a couple of guys who just want to go ahead and, you know, arm up and be ready, hanging out in maybe a government facility. They're going to go to outsourcing as opposed to insourcing. That way they're not liable. But, you know, we see a lot of changes coming down the pike, and we are human, and we'll be able to duck and dodge and weave and, you know, do what we have to do to survive. Today on the Everyman Show, 106.5 WRBG Radio, Millsboro, Delaware, I did a show on 9/11. Talked about basically the World Trade Centers were nuked. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. They were dropped by a nuclear weapon, EMP possibly with nanothermite. I talked about the Pentagon being hit by a cruise missile, which is a fact. No longer speculation. That was not a plane, and the plane didn't crash in Pennsylvania. So there you have it, you know, and just like the plane crashed with Obama's birth certificate manufacturer in it, and, well, you know, guess what, folks? She was already dead when they hit the water. You don't make a nine-layer deep birth certificate full of lies and fraud and a dead man's birth, Social Security number from 1898 in Connecticut and give it to the president and not get caught. And I don't know if you saw the president on Jimmy Kimmel, but I'm going to tell you something. Barack Obama, according to some of his people in Columbia, Harvard, that he went to school with. See, they don't talk much. Media is scared to death to put it out. You have to understand something. The president is propped up and puppeted by the CIA and the FBI. They tell him what he will and he will not do. They're Nazis. They're the Gestapo and the SS, and they will kill you deader than a hammer if you cross them and they get the right orders. If you're high enough in the echelon of the elite and you can make a big enough stink, well, they'll kill you. Kill, and that's what they do. That's their job, to take out the threat, to take out anybody who's going to interrupt their agenda. Okay, they basically work for the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the banks. And the banks fund their global mercenary terrorism. I mean, that's the way it really, really is out here in the world, folks. You know, you can get out of college and go sign on with them. You're either going to be a deputy dog for those guys or they're going to put you in a dirt nap. You know, if you don't produce and you're there, and you're going to flip out. You're going to want to flip out, and you're going to want to go warn everybody that these maniacs literally siphon the life out of everything they touch. That's what you're going to want to do. But you probably won't. I quit smoking cigars today. I didn't smoke cigars. You know those little, what do they call them? Switzer sweet kind of things. I bought the Blackstone. I like the Blackstone cigar. I like the Blackstone wine and the Blackstone vanilla, man. Yeah, I like them. But all of a sudden they stopped delivering them to the store. And I've had a horrible, horrible pain in my neck for the past week and a half, 2 weeks, and I've got a little managed here. I think I fried my throat with some coffee one day or something, but I've got it managed, but decided to quit smoking. I can only tell you right now that I would love to sit back, have a few puffs of a cigar right now, but I'm not going to do it. I'm done with it. It's over. The nicotine will subside. My body will re-regulate itself. It'll get out of my system. And I'll stop the cravings in about 5 days, and that'll be the end of that. The trick to not smoking is not drinking coffee. Don't drink coffee. You will not smoke cigarettes. I don't give a damn what Starbucks says. I don't care if they tell you that 4 cups a day is going to keep your prostate from, you know, swelling up. It's bull crap. Drinking coffee, not a good idea. The caffeine is a stimulant, kind of like a mild speed or a mild LSD. Keeps you tripping. Keeps you panicking and flapping out over things that aren't real. So, doing that, back to drinking tea. I know tea has fluoride in it, but I don't care. Tired on this Sunday, man. Let me tell you, when you get the nicotine out of your system, you start to sleep like a baby. I mean, for real, that stuff is bad, but really, really, you can sleep well when you quit smoking and quit drinking, too. You know, I mean, I like to have a couple of beers once a month. So I went and bought some Yuengling, and the other night I had four and a third. And I'm going to tell you what, I was pretty lit up. But I'm done with that. Not interested in it. I am very interested in getting back to work. I know real estate kind of sucks right now, but I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet and fly my shingle and see if I can get into it. But I always do the Everyman Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can friend me on Alan Eric Dubosky on Twitter. Keep up with what I'm talking about. I put some pretty funny things on Twitter the other day. One morning I got up, man, and I was just firing off these rhymes and these poems and these rhythms. And, man, it was crazy the way it was coming out of me, but it was really, really, you know, I got the attention of a few people, let's put it that way. You know, the CIA says they like to listen to people. NSA likes to listen to people, okay? They listen to interesting people. Everything people are doing on these wireless networks is plugged into the NSA. If you've got a business idea, these people are talking nuclear science, they're talking about bioscience, all kind of, you know, this, that. I'm sure that these fast food companies are panicking, all of them, and Kraft and Nestle, Nabisco, they're all panicking, going out of their mind, because NSA has tapped into their conversations regarding these industrial waste and all these toxins and all these things that they've been able to add to food. Look, they can make caulk taste like banana pudding. Doesn't mean you should be eating it. It'll kill you. You should not be eating aspartame because it absolutely would alcohol and E. coli bacteria. You'll wind up having eyebrows like Obama. Kidding. But that's what's happening there. I think what we've got is a no matter what criminal investigation going on for the last 10 years. You know, I mean, how many people have they put in prison, these little drug dealers everywhere? You know, they put the drugs on the street, they put the guns on the street, then they track it all. They know where it goes. Oh, I keep yawning. I'm tired. They know where it goes. They know where the drugs go to. They track it all. They bring it in. And then they go fetch it, and they scoop the money. The cops are panicking right now because they're not going to have their bonuses. They're not going to be able to take your property. They're not going to have these property confiscations anymore where the cops can sell it at auction and take your money. That's not going to happen anymore. Not only that, people have become way more sophisticated. They're way more smart about what they do. You know, you have drug dealers now that say, look, go leave the money under the secret Bush location. Go leave the money underneath the, there's a rock at such and such an address. You'll see it. And what I need you to do is leave the money there. I'll go, when the money's there, I'll stop by. If the money's there, I'll leave the dope. And then you can come pick it up. So it has to be a multi-trip transaction to beat out the police. So that way they don't catch you in the act of transference. So there you have it, you know. They're not using any type of electronic communications anymore. I believe in my heart of hearts that large transactions will go back to snail mail. I believe that these transactions will go back to snail mail, and basically what it'll be is coded letters. They're going to develop their own languages. They're going to develop their own codes, their own alphabet, and that's how they're going to run the show, and they won't be able to crack it because it'll be fluid. It'll change. It'll be different with every gang. 8 cartels now in Texas dealing hardcore drugs, fanning out across the country. These are mega million-dollar cartels, folks. Don't believe that these little groups of Mexican, Guatemalan, Alvesorian, you know, restaurants, they, a lot of times that's what I read when, you know, you see them, they have restaurants, they have nice houses, nice cars, and it's all laundered through these restaurants, automotive repair shops, paint shops, where they do really little work. Work doesn't come in, but that doesn't mean you can't write up a fake ticket and make the money legitimate. So that's our world. The government does the same thing. They just print whatever the hell they want. We got an agenda. Let's print it up. We got a problem with this bank over here. Let's shut it down and take the money. We got a problem over here with Joe Schmo Chemical Company. Let's go ahead and fine them. Would they make $100 million off this particular chemical? Let's go ahead and hit them up for $10 million. That would be good, 10%. It's a big mafia. You pay your 10% to the boss, okay, and everybody has a nice day. You don't pay your boss, you get shut down, you get put in prison. You get your house taken away, your kids will be homeless. Your wife will be shacked up with another dude, and you don't want that. Or maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you go into prison and find out you like being gay. That's what Ben Carson says. Ben Carson says you go to prison, you don't, whether you like it or not, you're going to be gay. You're going to be gay. If somebody wants you bad enough, you're going to bend over and give them what they want. That's sad. It's horrible. I mean, it's screwed up. It'll never happen to me. I'll die first. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'd be long dead and gone before any homosexual action would ever take place within my crevices. Oh, man. Are you working out? You getting ready for spring? You're pumping iron? You getting rid of your crevices? Getting rid of the blubber? Getting rid of the flab? Well, you know, they say now cholesterol has nothing to do with heart attacks. All these years, 30 years of telling us how sodium, fat, everything that our bodies need to function is absolutely off limits. You know, now you have Alzheimer's, you have all kinds of autism in the kids. The whole DNA genetic situation in the United States of America and in many countries is defunct because of this ridiculous science to sell pills to people that didn't know any better. They didn't know any better. They had no clue that they were being lied to. They had no clue that, I mean, our government would have science labs, terrorists in there, white lab coat terrorists, making viruses and nasty DNA and RNA interrupters and and making, you know, cross genetic splicing crap and putting it in our food and corn and soy and GMO and then spraying glyphosate, I'll tell you, they got a new pesticide. The EPA just approved it. And I've been having a bad throat problem for the past 3 weeks. I heard about this approval a month ago. And I'm going to tell you what, man, I have a feeling that this is a bad one. And they never get in trouble, or if they ever do, until after the carnage has been laid on humanity. If you ask me, this sucks. Flat out sucks. So, man, I can't even believe it. Now they got a GMO apple. There are 12 GMO foods now. Broccoli, cabbage, corn, sugar beets, grass, all kinds of crap, man. Cauliflower, everything, potatoes, everything GMO now, which is it has a DNA factor in it. It has an insulin factor in it. It has a bacterial factor. It kills bugs dead. They're saying that in 50 years, most of the insects on this planet will be dead. And then soon after that, because there will be no protections, no fertilization, none of that, okay, no pollination, won't be able to grow anything, nothing will grow, nothing will be right, the trees will all die, everything will change, humans will be gone within 10 years after that. Wipes out the human population of the planet. This is within this millennium, folks. I mean, this within this century. And then, no humans, suddenly everything flourishes on the planet. I saw that ad today. I say politicians should go to part-time work, 10 hours per week, because that's all they work anyway. They should make 10% of their salary, okay? I mean, I'm sorry. They should make 25% of their salary, which would be about $40,000, $50,000, okay? I think that's fair for a part-time job. Then they have to give quality reports that are sent to everybody in the jurisdiction once a month for everything they've been working on. Okay? And if they pass any bills whatsoever without literally the written approval of everyone in their jurisdiction. Okay? That's how the votes should be counted. No more electronic votes. You mail it out, we mail it back. Okay? And it can be verified. That's the way it's got to happen. They've hijacked the voting systems in this country. It is not legitimate. It's completely corrupt. We're a third world country now in our voting. And it's bad people. Very bad people in Congress and the Senate. So many of them are multi-mega millionaires. So much money they've stolen through payola and through bribes and tips and all kinds of. And they put McDonald in prison for taking a watch and a couple of vacations. This was a Bernie Madoff moment. Just like Bernie Madoff, they did it to McDonald because pretty soon, whatever a politician can get for whatever reason is going to be legitimate. I've even seen where there are some states talking about politicians being able to have prostitutes. Only legal for politicians. And, you know, what's really horrific about Common Core, in my opinion, speaking of that, would be them teaching little five-year-old kids to masturbate. Why are they teaching kids in first and second grade to touch themselves like that? That's ridiculous. That's a parent's job. Kids are usually not even remotely sexually active at that age. I wasn't. I was curious about that thing dangling between my legs, but I wasn't all caught up in it. too busy trying to be a baseball player, too busy playing with my toys and making noises and being a kid. My father tried to stifle that. It's a shame I couldn't be myself around him. When I was around him, I completely closed down and moved on. Sad. So, anyway, this is what's happening here on this Sunday, March the 15th. And, wow, can you believe March is already half gone? Where did it go? Pretty soon it'll be April 1st, April 15th. And I tell America, if you're listening, you want a tax revolt. You're going to pay income taxes to this government this year? You're nuts. Let them come get it. Let them prove that you owe it. Let them prove everything. Let them work for their money or the hell with them. Keep your money. Give it to your kids. Give it to your grandkids. Go to Disneyland. Who cares? Do something else with it. Okay? They're talking about handing illegal aliens up to, first it was just 18,000. Now it's 25,000, and now they're talking $35,000 in 2017. Folks, this is all bogus lies. Barack Obama's a liar. Michelle Obama is a tranny freak liar and a chimp at that. Okay? Who cares? These people were dredged up out of the gutter of Chicago. Dredged up out of the gutter to be put in the White House to drive you mad while they literally destroy the Middle East. Well, you hated Bush, they gave you Obama. Thank you, Mr. Rockefeller. Yeah, thank you, Carnegie. Thank you, Ford. Thank you, all the rest of them. And they moved Chevy to China. I don't know anybody who's buying a Chevy these days. What a piece of garbage. So, but anyway, I'm tired of talking. Thanks for listening to the Everyman Show. And till next week. Bye-bye.